This is St. Louis Public Radio. 3 million dogs and cats are euthanized in the United States every year, and animal rescue groups are working to reduce that rate. Sometimes it means moving animals rescued from overpopulated shelters to homes hundreds of miles away. St. Louis Public Radio's Mary Leonard talked to some St. Louis volunteers who helped transport rescues from Missouri's many puppy mills.
Annie, you ready to travel, Annie girl?
A couple of Saturdays a month, Buck Newman gets in his SUV in St. Louis and gives homeless dogs and cats a lift.
Say, let's go traveling, huh? Let's go. Let's go. Yes. Okay.
Newman, who's retired, volunteers with Rescue Road Warriors. They transport dogs and cats rescued from overpopulated Missouri shelters to groups in eastern states that find them homes.
You kind of look at the animals, know that they're off to a better life. Just makes you feel good to do it.
The transport is set up like a relay. Volunteers drive an hour or maybe two. Newman often goes as far as Indianapolis, a four-hour trip. He buys his own gas and has little time to pet his riders, but he knows they're grateful.
You would be surprised when you get a little bit of cuddle time or at the transports when we get what I call the ooh-ah time, where you get to move them from one vehicle to another, get to pet them, get some face licks. They let you know.
Using the internet and social media, rescue organizations can identify adoptable animals in shelters hundreds of miles away. Transport groups provide the wheels. Newman says he'll drive about 7,000 miles this year for Rescue Road Warriors.
Because we're crazy. Dog transporters are crazy. They love what they're doing. It's just, there's something we can do, and you can just do it.
More than 100 volunteers are involved in a typical transport. In St. Louis, the drivers meet at a shopping center where they rendezvous with volunteers who've driven from Springfield or Rolla or Cape Girardeau. Many of the dogs come from puppy mills. Some are rescues. Others were voluntarily surrendered by breeders because they're considered imperfect and cannot be sold. Volunteer Kathy Anderson says it's like an underground army.
No one knows what's really going on except the people who get involved and help out. It's pretty amazing.
Drivers furnish their own vehicles and crates and bring along plenty of poop sacks. Jessica Carter drives a cargo van with the seats removed.
I'm a teacher, so I work full-time during the week, and then all my Saturdays usually are spent traveling with the dogs, and then on Sundays I sleep.
Transport organizer Christy Ritter says rescue groups are making a difference. In Springfield, Missouri, for example, the city pound once euthanized more than half of the dogs it took in. That rate is now 9% due to the shelter's partnerships with rescue groups. Ritter says the transport has opened another door.
Because there was no way to place those dogs in Missouri and be able to find them homes with the overpopulation in the state.
She says the group has driven about 10,000 animals to their new homes. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.